Well, good morning, everybody. God bless you. Good to be with you. I was thinking about our readings today and this theme of doubt, this theme of faith, and kind of how they kind of go hand in hand. And an interesting kind of thing hit me in prayer, that the best way to reduce or remove our doubts is action. And let me tell you, I think we see it in all of our readings. In our first reading, we hear about Elijah. And remember, Elijah had been on this journey for 40 days and 40 nights. And he had no idea what he bargained for when he said yes to God. Nothing. Like, no clue did he know that it was going to be this long and this crazy and this wild of a journey with a lot of downs and ups too. But like, and there he is. He sits in this cave and he's wallowing in doubt and fear, and he's going, maybe God isn't with me after all. Maybe it's... But then God calls him to act, and he says, get up, come out of the cave. And there he has this beautiful encounter with the Lord. And he meets him not in the crazy lightning or the earthquake or the fire, but in the quiet still. And all of a sudden Elijah had this peace. Where he had had doubts, he now had peace. Why? Because God called him to act, and he did. Our second reading talks about from St. Paul, and he's talking to the church in Rome about the anguish and sorrows in his heart. And he's kind of sitting there stewing with this. And maybe probably starting to doubt, like, God, why do you give me all these sorrows? Why do you give me all these doubts? Are you there? But St. Paul remembers that the reason he has those sorrows and those anguishes is because he loved the people so much. And God tells him, press on. Act. Our gospel, same thing. Here we got Peter in the boat and with the disciples, and of course, they begin to doubt when the storm comes. It's easy to have faith until you need it, a wise man once said. But all of a sudden, like, they needed it. And the storm comes and they begin to doubt. But then God said, Peter goes, just have me to come to you on the water. They see Jesus walking on the water. Well, that boosted their faith. And Peter's like, can I come out? And Jesus' like, come on. And so Peter starts walking on the water, and all is hunky-dory, all is fine. His doubts were removed because he started to walk. He started to act. But then he pauses, and he looks down, and he remembers that there's this big storm. And he looks down, and the doubts come back. And then he starts to sink. But then Jesus says, he reaches out his hand and he says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? You were doing so well. Why did you doubt? When we doubt, we start to sink. I always think, it's that beautiful phrase out there I heard years ago, and it says, stop telling God how big your storms are. You tell your storms how big your God is. And that's the message of this gospel. But the best way to kill our doubts and to reduce them and remove them is to act. There's a man I look up to very much, and I, especially in a mentor of mine in preaching. He's only been a Catholic for 2 years. He's a member of our parish, as a matter of fact. And the guy is a very holy, holy man. And he told about the time that he gave his first sermon. He used to be a tent revivalist. And he just got in that position, and it was his first sermon. And everybody who was anybody was there. All his family members, far and wide, were all there. And he bombed it. He got up there in front of everybody to give the sermon, and it was a failure. He got up and he couldn't remember what he was supposed to say. He was kind of like paralyzed, you know. And God was in there in that moment, but it was total failure. So then his mentor, who wasn't even there, calls him up afterwards and says, "Well, how'd it go?" He says, "It was terrible. Worst sermon in the history of sermons." And the mentor said, "Well, you thank the Lord for that. Because now you know that anything useful you might ever say isn't coming from you. It's coming from the Holy Spirit. You're his instrument." But he goes, "But now I'm doubting, am I even good for this or not? Should I even be here? Should I be doing this?" And his mentor said, "Go out and visit the homebound and visit the sick." Isn't that great? Like, here he was doubting, like, maybe I shouldn't have been doing this in the first place. Maybe I'm off my rocker. And his mentor says, "Go visit the sick. Go visit the homebound." And I've listened to that advice, you know, because, of course, I don't know what it's like to give a bad sermon. But I'm kidding. Yes, I do. You know I do. But like, in other words, sometimes we start to doubt ourselves. And we second guess ourselves. We triple, quadruple guess ourselves. And we think, am I even worth it or not? Am I going to... You know, you have a conversation, you think, I probably just said the totally wrong thing. Or you make a decision and you think, boy, I probably blew that one. But guess what? That the Bible says that's the accuser, the devil. He loves to accuse us. He loves to tell us, you're not doing the right thing, you ain't no good. God ain't got you. He was and he'll accuse us and he'll accuse the Lord. But we keep the faith. And when we feel those doubts start to creep in, we know that they're not from God. They're from the evil one. And maybe it's a doubt about, am I a good husband, a good father, a good mother, a good wife, a good child, a good godparent, a good whatever. Or maybe it's a doubt about God, like, are you really there? Like Elijah started to doubt, and Peter. And maybe those doubts creep in. But the best way to kill them is to act, is to do something productive. If you're doubting if you're a good father, well, go do something that makes you a good father. If you're doubting if God is there or not, go pump love into the world and then you'll probably find that God's there. Or go pray, go find him in the Blessed Sacrament chapel. Our Lord is with us every step of the way. And when doubts come in, and they do, it's part of life. But the best way to put them to flight is to act. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.